The Phillies looking for their third straight win, taking on the Braves. Odubel Herrera coming off a couple big games at the plate. We pick it up in the first, already 1-0 Phillies, and Tommy Joseph looking for more, facing Bartolo Colon.
And he crushes one high in the air down the left field line. If it's fair, it is gone. It is fair and gone. Into the Hank Aaron Club. Two-run home run, 3-0 Phillies. And then you have the decks that are cantilevered forward to provide cover to the decks below. Hit hard inside the bag at third, pass to diving Ruiz. That's a base hit. It will net another Philly run. Matt Kemp throws towards second base. Tommy Joseph in sliding. And it is 4-0 Phillies.
Colon stares out to second, now to third, and the 2-2 pitch. Line to right field, coming on is Marquez. He can't get it. Bounces in front of him. You're pretty sure that Knapp is going to score. Galvis, with his speed, scores with ease. It's a base hit for Hernandez. He'll pick up two RBIs. That's 14 for the year for him, and this one is getting away. It's 7-0 Philadelphia. You get an arm like his, you walk in front of the mirror every day and you go, wow, I got good stuff. I got to throw strikes. He does this one, and it's hooked down the right field line and into the seats. Maybe into the grass that just above the seats. That ball would just hung over the plate, and it didn't hang long. Herrera hits his home run. That's his fifth. He's now got 22 RBIs, and that makes it 9-0. That, a liner.
9-4, Phillies leading top of the eighth. Crushed to left center field, way back. Even Inciarte can't get this one. It's gone. Altair with a two-run home run to left center field, and it's 11-4 Phillies. Home run number 9 for Altair. RBIs 30 and 31.
The Phillies win 3 in a row for the first time since late April as they take it 11-4. Nick Pivetta picks up his first career win. Odubel Herrera, the first Phillies player with at least 3 extra base hits in consecutive games since Del Ennis in 1952. He's also the first Philly to hit 2 doubles in 3 straight games. Aaron Altair and Tommy Joseph each finished with 3 hits and 3 RBIs. It was a struggle for Bartolo Colon as he lasts just 3 2/3 innings, allowing 8 runs. Manager Brian Snitker spoke after.
Well, it's just we're going to think about it. I mean, going forward, I haven't made a decision yet about the next one, and we'll just see, you know, now. Maybe, like I say, that's something I really haven't had a chance to talk to Chuck or anybody, but, you know, we'll get together and discuss the whole thing and then just see kind of where we're at. Yeah, it beats you down. I mean, it's, you know, we've come back a lot. And it's just those long half innings and having to come back it's not good. It's not healthy, and it's tough to do. At times today he did, but then when he missed, he really paid for it. He missed big, or fat, I guess you'd say.
Camargo has stepped up here.
They're good. There's a little opportunity here, and like I said, the kid's he's a skilled player, and he gives you versatility, and this is going to be good for him to play up here a little bit, because he's a guy, if something happened, you can plug him in every day. I mean, so this would be a good experience for him. I feel comfortable and good with Johan out there at shortstop, and Dansby's had a big run without any days off, so I think, we played a lot of baseball this weekend, so it wasn't bad for him to take a day.
Snit, obviously the deficit was a story, but until the final out of this game, Ender's been on base like 10 consecutive times.
Well, it's just, it's the same type of run he had at the end of the year last year. I mean, really, he's just swinging that bat nice. He's not trying to do too much. He's taking what they give him. He's just, hitting. He's in a nice little groove right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know he was 0-for-6 2 nights ago, and now he's, but that's a sign of a good player. Mm-hmm. They come to play every day, and he's in a good spot. I mean, he's swinging that bat with a lot of confidence and not trying to do too much. And, if they make a mistake, he's got an ability to leave. So it's fun to watch. It's fun to watch, the whole time I've been around that kid. It's been fun to watch.
Up next, the series against the Phillies continues on Tuesday with Jaime Garcia on the hill.